The On the Air podcast is designed to provide accurate, authoritative information about the subject matter covered for educational purposes only. The information in this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. You're live with On the Air, where the airwaves are buzzing with stories of land, legacy, and lineage. I'm your host, Jamie. And today, we're diving into how family land in Alabama can contribute to environmental conservation. From sustainable farming practices to forestry management, we'll explore how landowners across the state can make a positive impact on their land and the environment. So, get ready to groove with us as we discuss the intersection of land, ownership, and conservation. Let's start with the big picture. When you think about land conservation, what comes to mind? Maybe you imagine national parks or huge government-run forests, but the reality is that everyday landowners, you, play a major role in preserving Alabama's environment. Family landowners, particularly those with heirs property, have a unique opportunity to serve as stewards of their land, ensuring it remains healthy and productive for generations to come. Think about it. The forest, fields, and streams on your property are not just assets. They're a part of a bigger ecosystem. If you're farming, managing timber, or simply maintaining family land, your decisions have a ripple effect, not just on your family, but on the surrounding environment. So how do you balance land use with conservation? That's what we're breaking down today. Let's start with farming. If you've inherited agricultural land, you might be wondering, how can I keep the soil healthy? How do I make sure I'm not using too much water? Sustainable farming is all about working with the land instead of against it. Practices like rotating crops, using organic methods, and managing water wisely all help keep your land healthy and productive. These methods don't just benefit you, they also improve soil quality and protect nearby water sources. Now let's bust a myth. Myth. If I don't farm my land every season, I'm wasting my potential. Truth. Allowing land to rest, also called fallowing, can actually improve soil health, prevent erosion, and increase future yields. Over-farming without proper management can strip the soil of nutrients, making it harder to grow crops over time. Sustainable farming is about balance. And speaking of balance, water conservation is just as important. Have you ever seen a farm field after a big rain? Water just runs off, sometimes taking valuable soil with it. That's why techniques like cover cropping and contour plowing can help trap water where it's needed and reduce erosion. Plus, if you're using chemical fertilizers, keeping them out of nearby streams and lakes is a responsibility that all landowners share. And remember the Alabama Cooperative Extension System and the Alabama Heirs Property Alliance, the AHPA we talked about in episode 2? They've got resources to help you implement these practices and plan for long-term agricultural success. Now let's talk about forest. A lot of heirs property owners don't realize they own valuable timberland. Managing that land responsibly not only keeps it in good shape, but also provides long-term financial benefits. Here's another myth we need to clear up. Myth. If you own a forest, you have to either leave it untouched or cut it all down to make a profit. Truth. Sustainable forestry lets you do both. Protect the land and generate income. Again, it's all about balance. Think of it like managing a set list. You don't want to play all of your best songs at once and burn out the crowd. Instead, you rotate. Selective logging, reforestation, and erosion control ensure that your forest stays healthy while still providing resources for your family. One major issue in Alabama? Erosion. When trees are cut without a management plan, soil can wash away, damaging streams and harming wildlife. That's why forestry programs emphasize best practices like planting new trees after a harvest and using buffer zones near water sources. The Alabama Forestry Commission offers guidelines for responsible timber harvesting and even provides management plans for landowners who want to keep their forests productive without damaging the environment. Now let's talk about one of my favorite parts of conservation, wildlife habitat preservation. Did you know Alabama is one of the most biodiverse states in the country? We're talking about rare species, rich wetlands, and forests full of life. That's why dedicating parts of your property to natural habitats can make such a big difference. Even small areas set aside for native plants and wildlife corridors can protect pollinators, reduce erosion, and keep ecosystems thriving. Speaking of pollinators, let's hit you with a did you know. Did you know that bees, butterflies, and other pollinators are responsible for about 75% of the crops we eat? But here's the catch. Pollinators need the right environment to do their job. By planting native wildflowers or just leaving some of your land undeveloped, you create a space where they can thrive. This helps not just your own crops, but the entire ecosystem around you. Another way to support Alabama's environment is by preserving wetlands. Wetlands act like nature's sponge, soaking up excess rainwater and filtering out pollutants. If you have low-lying areas on your land, consider leaving them as natural wetlands instead of draining them for development. The Alabama Wildlife Federation offers programs to help landowners create wildlife-friendly landscapes. Whether you want to encourage deer, birds, or even rare species to thrive on your land, there are ways to make your property a safe haven for nature. We've covered farming, forestry, and habitats, but let's bring it all together. Conservation isn't about choosing just one approach. It's about creating a plan that makes sense for your land. Some families blend all three. They farm sustainably on one portion of their land, manage timber responsibly in another, and leave a section untouched to support wildlife. That kind of balance is what keeps land productive and protected for future generations. So, whether you're farming, managing forests, or preserving wildlife habitats, you're a part of a bigger movement to protect Alabama's natural legacy. And that's a legacy worth leaving. Thanks for tuning in to On the Air. Join us next time where we will be welcoming Dr. Ryan Thompson to talk about the power of data, maps, and community-driven research in the world of heiress property. This is going to be an episode you don't want to miss. On the Air is a product of Auburn University and the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. Support for this program is provided by the Beginning Farmers and Ranchers Development Program, Project Award Number 2023-49400-40876 from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Any opinions, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and should not be construed to represent any official USDA or U.S. government determination or policy. More information about activities and publications related to heiress property in Alabama can be found by visiting our website at www.aces.edu/go/heiress property. On the Air podcast is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional counsel. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, please seek the advice of services of competent professionals. Thanks for tuning in to On the Air. Be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share your thoughts with us. Together, we'll continue to explore the fascinating world of heiress property. One episode at a time. Until then, Keep protecting your legacy.